Our next story is about an extraordinary transformation. Laura Maud Dillon was born in London on May 1, 1915. At the age of 28, Dillon legally took on the name Lawrence Michael Dillon. He went on to become a surgeon in the British Merchant Navy, and later he was ordained as a Buddhist monk. The World's Matthew Bell has more on Dillon's personal journey.
As a child, Laura Dillon always liked boy stuff, like a military coat with anchor buttons. But when Laura got a little older, people said it's time to give up the tomboy thing and start acting like a young lady. Dillon recalled one incident the year before starting college. On a seaside walk, a boy opened up a gate and stepped aside to let Dillon walk through first. Dillon was crushed. "He thinks I'm a woman," he wrote much later in life. A lot of trans people experience moments like these, says Jacob Lau. He's a postdoctoral fellow at the University of California, Irvine.
That is partly when the world acknowledges you as a kind of gendered being that you aren't, right? Or kind of sees you when in ways that you don't see yourself. You know, Dillon very much is like, oh, this is a moment of misrecognition.
Yeah, that moment at the gate is one of the most striking moments in the book to me.
That's Cameron Partridge, an Episcopal priest and a lecturer at Harvard Divinity School. The book, he mentions, is called Out of the Ordinary. It's Michael Dillon's memoir, just published with the help of Partridge and Lau more than 50 years after Dillon's death. It's a fascinating personal story about an upper-middle-class Englishman who transitioned from female to male during the 1940s. At that time, medical transition was almost unheard of, which made Dillon sort of a human guinea pig, says Jacob Lau.
Testosterone had just, hormones had just been synthesized back in the 30s. And at that point, testosterone was given in oral tablets or pills, which is now discounted because it destroys your liver. But basically, the therapist who said that he could help out Dillon threw them at him. There's this famous part in the book where he does that and then is just like, see what they can do.
The hormones were a great help, Dillon wrote. They gradually helped him look more like a man, for example, by making it possible to grow a beard. Dillon also met sympathetic therapists and doctors who helped him legally change his name from Laura Maud to Lawrence Michael. That was in 1943. Partridge says this was a turning point in Dillon's life.
It's huge, and he wasn't the only one who did it. I mean, he references when he went to re-register whoever was behind the desk. And, you know, it makes me think about these little moments where we interact with the person behind the desk, how significant that can be. And he says, oh, we've had a few of these. But we don't know. What is a few?
But Dillon was definitely a pioneer. He found a plastic surgeon to perform a double mastectomy. And in 1945, he became the first person, female at birth, to undergo phalloplasty surgery, a series of 13 operations over several years to construct male genitalia. But these details of Dillon's physical transition are not the primary focus of his memoir. And Cameron Partridge, who's also a trans man, says that's one thing that fascinated him about Dillon's book.
Oftentimes, you know, memoirs by trans folks are expected to kind of be framed by and be, you know, the fulcrum of that would be transition or, you know, sort of coming out to oneself and then telling others and then, you know, but no, that's totally not the fulcrum of this book at all. It's a journey and it's a search after truth and it has lots of different peregrinations and it is saturated with his spiritual quest.
Dillon grew up in the Church of England and he credited clergymen with getting him to think seriously about the purpose of life. That question propelled Dillon through his days at Oxford and later as a surgeon with the British Merchant Navy, and in the last phase of his life as a novice Buddhist monk living in India. For Jacob Lau, who was going through transition himself when he started working on this book project, Dillon's story helped him get through some difficult times.
There were moments I was going through divinity school, and I had a lot of personal resonances with some of his questions about transition. I had started transitioning around the time I also found out about the memoir. So, you know, there was a personal component for me, and kind of working on the project helped me get through a lot of kind of not great periods of my life as well.
For Dillon, his lowest point came in 1958 when he was outed by the press. He was working as a physician on a French ship, ironically named the Liberté. After 15 years, Dillon's secret was out. Reporters showed up on the ship and wanted to take his picture. Dillon let them, and he answered their questions. Then he made up his mind to flee to India. He wanted to escape public scrutiny. But he found a new path and decided to become a monk. Again, co-editor Cameron Partridge.
I really connected with the memoir through in a personal way because he was someone who went through an ordination process. I did too, in a different tradition, but I knew some of the sense of uncertainty and fear of being someone who was openly trans in an ordination process and not really knowing how it was going to work.
At one point, Michael Dillon was outed by one of his own Buddhist teachers. There were stories in the Indian press accusing him of being a spy, but he wanted to stay in India. And eventually, Dillon was ordained in the Tibetan Buddhist tradition. He took on the name of Lobsang Jivaka, taken from the Buddha's personal physician. He typed that name, along with his Christian name, Michael Dillon, on the title page of his memoir. That was in May of 1962, 2 weeks before he collapsed on a hike and then died in a local hospital at the age of 47. Dillon's literary agent in London received the manuscript in the mail. He later told a British newspaper that Dr. Dillon felt there was no reason why, finally, his story could not be told. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.